Welcome to episode 319 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. We have a listener theme week coming up soon, so please email the show at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com with your topics. And please rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find me. Today, I continue Sugar Week by exploring the desolation of sugar. Sugar is delicious. But the history of sugar, and especially sugar production, is pretty sour. For hundreds of years, sugar was grown with the labor of slaves. Hundreds of thousands, if not untold millions, died to feed the sugar juggernaut. Here in the United States, much of our trade in the colonial era and the days of the early republic centered around the Caribbean islands, supplying the slave-owning sugar planters with goods and then buying their blood-bought crystals in return. One observer described a sugar mill operated mostly by women who had to grind the cane in the massive machinery. These female slaves imported from Africa worked practically endless shifts as the mills ran 24 hours a day. They had a few hours rest between shifts, but exhaustion naturally set in as they worked their repetitive tasks day in and day out. And yet the slaves dare not close their eyes while they operated the mills, for if they did, they would probably lose attention and slip and get their hands caught in the grinders. Mills kept axes throughout the buildings so that a slave's arms could be chopped off when their hands got caught up in the grinders, because once their hands were caught, their whole body was pulled in along with it into the merciless machine. Better to lose an arm than a life. But could you call that sort of living a life? In the waning days of the 18th century, slaves on one Caribbean island said no. They had been plucked from their homes in Africa and brought there to work the machine that moved sugar from raw cane to plate or mug. Their rebellion, close on the heels of the American Revolution, made the case that the African slaves were entitled to the same rights and privileges as any other human being. Huh, imagine that. In fact, free blacks from the island had already answered the call of freedom, having sailed to America to help the colonists fight during the Revolutionary War in 1779. But now, it was their turn. Fortunately for the slaves, the island was far from the shores of France, the colonial power controlling it, and France was unwilling to expend the resources required to suppress the rebellion. So in 1793, the island, Haiti, won its independence from its colonial overlords. A nation of free blacks was finally a reality, and sounded the death march for slavery as a worldwide institution. This week was sweet, to be sure, and sugar is great and all, but it ain't got nothing on salt. Back in episode 240 of the Daily Brainwave, you got a little preview of the power salt held over civilizations through history, how whole empires were built and toppled for salt. Sounds like the great start to a theme week. So next week, I'm continuing Spice Month by taking a few days to look at salt. So join me for Salt Week, starting Monday, right here on the Daily Brainwave. Thanks for tuning in to episode 319 of the Daily Brainwave. There's a listener theme week coming up, so make sure you send your topic ideas to Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And review the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us. And make sure you tune in tomorrow for the last day of Sugar Week when I ask the question, what does Gandhi have to do with all this?